we have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Apart from James.
Hello.
We have Paul. How are you, Paul? And he's from Good Leaf Tree Climbing.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me in.
Now, Paul, what do you get up to with the tree climbing group? Come on.
Okay, well, up is the word to use. We get people up into the canopy of pretty much ancient oak trees.
Oh, lovely.
That sounds amazing.
It does. And where do you do this?
Predominantly in Ryde in Apley Park. We've got a really nice old oak that we use there. Which has literally seen thousands of people up in its branches.
Yeah, it's probably seen thousands of years as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know about thousands, but it's at least 200 years old, yeah.
Wow, brilliant. Do you cater for all sorts of people? Because I know you mainly sort of like have a lot of school children, don't you? But do you do adults as well?
Oh, we do all sorts, yeah. So we do a load of school groups. And then when the holidays come, we do family groups. So it's really nice to have intergenerational climbs. We can have grandparents with their children and their grandchildren all in the tree at one time having a ball. It's so nice to see.
Oh, that's great. Now, you're starting up again soon, aren't you?
So, yeah, we traditionally launch at Easter.
Right.
It's kind of hard to imagine being in a sunny oak tree at the moment with the rain coming down as it is. But spring will kick in very soon, and I'm sure it'll be blue skies and tree climbing for us come Easter.
You'd also do, like, sometimes camping in the tree, which I noticed on your website. Can you
camping?
Tell us a little bit? Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, can you tell
intrigued,
us about that?
I like it. So we've combined with North Court House over in Shorewell. They've got a lovely beech tree over there that we use and a bit of woodland.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach you how to climb the tree, and we have hammocks set in the tree.
And
these hammocks are nice and steady, and we provide you with everything you need for a treetop camping experience. We do breakfast in the morning.
Lovely.
After you've slept. Yeah. Campfire, we take you down to the pub for dinner.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sold.
Yeah, I am as well.
There's something in there for most people, I would think. And it's so nice. You get to see the sun go down from up in the canopy of the tree.
Yeah.
And then get to see it come back up again and hear the bird song and everything that goes along with that during the night. So, wonderful experience.
Do you kind of sort of like also have like tarps to go over the top just in case?
We do just in case, yeah. Yeah, we have the hammocks come with a fly, so it's best to go without it because you've got a much better view of everything you can. But if all else fails, get the fly up and stick it out. Yeah.
How long you've been sort of like doing the Good Leaf Tree Climbing sort of thing?
Ooh.
How long's it been going on?
It has been going on. It's kind of flown by. We started in 2005.
Wow.
And it's what now 2020. So
that's
a number of years. And you know, we started in Whippingham.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Whippingham, in a field in the middle of nowhere, actually. We climbed there for 8 years. Some lovely people had a beautiful oak tree for us that we could climb in.
Yeah.
And then not so long ago, we moved to Apley Park and
have
been climbing from there ever since.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, obviously, you have all the special equipment and safety and that sort of thing. Can you tell people about your qualifications?
Sure, yeah. So when you come along, we do a safety session and get you into a harness and a hard hat and show you the technique to go up. I've been a tree climber for quite some time, I'll say. First of all, professionally as an arborist.
Oh, right,
So I worked in New Zealand and Australia for quite a few years. I'm from New Zealand originally. That's where I did my qualifications. My wife was born and bred in Ryde. Yeah, so hence how I end up here. I came back and got a bit disgruntled with the work I was being asked to do on trees. It really did break my heart.
Yeah.
So I needed to move sideways. And I thought I could share my love of trees with people by getting them up in a hands-on, you know, really kind of exciting way to explore trees and maybe get them a little bit interested in nature and being outside.
That's good. Also, it's probably building up their confidence as well, because I'm a little bit scared of heights.
That's not uncommon, Sharon.
So, you know, I used to tree climb when I was younger, you know, just go up just a few feet and that sort of thing. So how would you, say, for instance, like someone who's nervous, how would you encourage them to?
Yeah, we get a lot of people come along that do have a problem with height. And obviously we've got branches of different heights, so you might want to set that goal. It might be the first or second branch that you can make your goal.
Yeah.
And doing that for some people is like going up Everest. If they can achieve that, they've really taken a big step towards handling being at height. So, and from there on in, it's just a matter of familiarity and practice.
That sounds awesome.
It does, doesn't it? I think it's brilliant for confidence boosting.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
Obviously getting involved with nature and that sort of thing. So I think that's really good. Now, how do people contact you? So to probably book or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So we have a website, which is goodleaf.co.uk. But if you Google tree climbing Isle of Wight, you know, there
it
we
pops
are.
Up.
Yeah.
The old Google foo.
Yeah, it just happens. You can give us a call on the phone.
Phone number if you want to phone you?
That's a really good question.
I should have written it down, he said.
0333 800 1188 is our phone number. Yeah, email us, info@goodleaf.co.uk.
And of course, through Facebook as well. We can
Facebook, Twitter, whatever other things that the marketing people dream up, yeah.
That's brilliant. Paul, what do you hope to for the future?
Well, like I say, we have been going quite some time, since 2005. And one thing we've noticed is that we get a lot of schools from the mainland coming to join us in the tree, like down on their residentials, having a great time on the island. And, it's, you know, the island is such a great place for children to get out and explore and do all these wonderful things. But what we've noticed is we don't have a lot of people coming from schools here on the island.
Oh.
So I would love to see more island schools getting into the canopy of our tree. That's what I would really like to see the most.
I think it's a shame at the moment, and fingers crossed people are listening and spread the word for you.
I hope so, yeah. It'd be really nice to see. In terms of other things that we're doing, we have a little bit of a mixed bag. We've got a three-day course if people want to come along and learn how to climb trees for themselves. I teach them how to assess trees and how to get up there and get down and all that stuff. And you can go away with a certificate saying that you're competent to climb a tree for fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, which is wonderful. That's one of the things that's really been taking off in the last couple of years.
Oh, that's good. That's brilliant. How do our listeners, if they weren't listening earlier, how do they contact you or get involved?
Okay, so you could email us. We have an email address, info@goodleaf.co.uk. You could have a look on our website. So that is goodleaf.co.uk. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, 0333 800 1188. Oh, Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Hopefully, if you have any new news or anything, you know, you're going to develop a new course or something like that, you're most welcome to come back and chat about it, you know.
I'd come back and have a laugh with you two any day.
Oh, thank you.
It has been fun behind the scenes, I would admit.
It certainly has, hasn't it? Well, thank you very much, Paul, for coming in, and good luck.
Excellent. Thank you both for having us. Cheers.
Pleasure meeting you.